Talk about the song Oklahoma Hills that Woody wrote. Has been adopted as our...
Yeah, our state folk song. Woody was in California. I have his story that he wrote that was published in a little songbook in 1937, or it might have been 38. There's no date in it, so we don't know the exact year. But he's at the Chrisman family, Lefty Lou Chrisman, the singing partner, on 312 Magnolia in whatever part of California that is. And he said, I was on the back porch tuning my banjo, because Woody played the guitar, banjo, fiddle, bass fiddle. Woody played a lot of instruments, self-taught, although not completely. His uncle was a fiddle player, and he learned from others, but basically self-taught. And he said this little boy came over, about 13, red-headed, said, where are you from, mister? And he said, I got to thinking about when I was that boy's age back in Okemah, Oklahoma, and I wrote this song because good things to remember are excellent, but the bad things forget. So he wrote Oklahoma Hills, and he used an old tune. Woody didn't write melodies. He wrote lyrics and adapted other melodies. Lefty Lou, I even have a copy of what she had, because I was with Lefty Lou two times through the years, made copies of what she has. He said, I thank you for accepting this song, and you can do anything you want to with it. Just remember, it's not how much you have, it's what you do with what you have. And that was the end of that little statement. So Jack had a wife and son, but he also had a girlfriend. And she bought a nudie suit, dressed him up, and made arrangements at Capitol Records for Jack to have an audition. Hired four musicians. They went in, recorded some songs, and one of the songs they recorded was Oklahoma Hills. They took the demo to Capitol Records. They said, hey, this is great, but we want you to do the same songs with the same musicians. And Oklahoma Hills became the number one country western hit in 45, I think it was. The war was still going on. Jack had been drafted and was in the Pacific when it was out. Woody had been drafted in 46, and he heard it on a jukebox in New Jersey and said, hey, that's my song. Called Capitol Records. So Jack said it was his, not mine. So Jack told Woody, hey, Woody, if I hadn't recorded it, no one would know it. So it carries today Jack Guthrie and Woody Guthrie. But I have sheet music that say Jack Guthrie only. They recalled all of those and reissued the sheet music as Jack and Woody. But I found one of just Jack. Anyway, Jack's career went on, and he died in 1958. I think it was TB. Marjorie told us, Marjorie was Woody's wife in New York City, said he came in one evening with a box full of $1 bills because Capitol paid him $1,000 for his part of the recording and the music. Said he came in throwing $1 bills in the air saying, we're rich, we're rich, we're rich. She said, I picked up $1 bills from under the chairs, behind the sofa, under the bed. Said he threw $1 bills everywhere because he was so excited. Jack was very talented, a good singer, and an Oklahoman as well. His story is also interesting. I interviewed his sister out in Sparks, Nevada, and she did not like Woody. But anyway, the way it became the Oklahoma folk song is the coalition down at Okemah, now that Woody is bringing money to Okemah. A few years back, I'll say three or four, I forget the exact year, the coalition said, let's get help. They took it, and I forget which representative presented it, with the story, and I think I wrote the story for them. They voted to make Oklahoma Hills Oklahoma's official song.
In what year?
2001.
But I suppose if you tried to have done that in the 80s, it still had a backlash, Woody Guthrie's name.
Yes. We came here in 1967. Woody died shortly after. and I was asked to do a Woody Guthrie show at the City County Library.
In Tulsa.
In Tulsa. It was to be one Sunday afternoon after church. Phyllis, our daughters, we were at the Piccadilly cafeteria going through to eat lunch before I'd go down. And behind us, I mean, right next to us, this woman was saying, "Did you read in a paper that someone's doing that Woody Guthrie?" I mean, she was just raking me over the coals. And Woody Guthrie. Phyllis said, "Aren't you going to say anything?" And I said, "No, what good would it do?" And there was a man in Okemah. He's now deceased. I have photos of what he put in his windows and all. He hated Woody with a passion. But Woody Guthrie served this country. He loved Okemah. I tell people he loved his parents. He loved his siblings. He loved his cousins. He loved Okemah. He loved Oklahoma. He loved the United States. He did not like greed, poverty, and some of the evil that others perpetuate and put down on lesser individuals. As far as I'm concerned, Woody Guthrie was an excellent, outstanding citizen of this country. Again, it's a shame we don't have him with us today.
Can you do a little bit of Oklahoma Hills?
"Many a month has come and gone since I wandered from my home in the Oklahoma hills where I was born. Many a page in life has turned, many a lesson I have learned. While in those hills I still belong, way down yonder in the Indian Nation, ride my pony on the reservation in the Oklahoma hills where I was born. Many a page in life has turned, many a lesson I have learned, while in those hills I still belong." See that verse, "Where the oil flows and the cotton grows. Bristow, Oklahoma, 30 miles a little northwest of Okemah, had in 1925 the first real strong radio station. It later was purchased and brought to Tulsa as KVOO. That was 28 when they brought it here. From 25 to September 1928, it was the station. KVOO stood for Voice of Oklahoma. Rollstone was the oil man who started it. And a year later, Skelly went in with him, and then Skelly bought it and brought it here. But they had a big listening group. Bristow's motto was Bristow, Oklahoma, where the cotton grows and the oil flows. So Woody Guthrie's chorus had a part of the Bristow motto.
He took their motto.
This was 1925 when Bristow had it. Woody took their motto and put it into his song. Oklahoma had a tremendous influence on Woody.